The WHO says there has been a decline in the spread of Ebola in Liberia, the country hardest hit in the outbreak. The Assistant Director General, Bruce Aylward, said they are confident the response to the virus is now gaining the upper hand, but warned against any suggestion that the crisis is over. Liberia's Red Cross said its teams collected 117 bodies last week, down from a high of 315 in September. Treatment centers also have empty beds available for patients. Mr. Aylward said the trend is real in Liberia, and there may be indeed a showdown, adding that the data is still being examined.
The actual number of newly reported cases is beginning to decline in Liberia, and the government is really driving a multi-pronged investigation, looking at multiple strands of evidence to try and understand, is this real? Is this a reporting phenomena? Or is it even a case, a care-seeking phenomena that's changing? And so far, based on the information received today, and again, most of you are somewhat aware of this, it appears that the trend is real in Liberia, and there may indeed be a slowing of the epidemic there. The government, again, is looking at that information and will come out, I believe, more definitively in the coming days. The big concern, of course, is that that information would be attributed to the wrong factors, number one, and then misunderstood in terms of the implications for getting the job finished here. You know, as we talked about last week, there's no such thing as being a little bit pregnant or having a little bit of Ebola. You know, if you have Ebola, it's a real bad disease, and getting, you know, a slight decrease in the number of cases on a day-to-day basis versus getting this thing closed out is a completely different ball game.